This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Jamie Lynn Juarez, the founder and executive director for Hope for Autism, an organization that offers cutting-edge medical, educational, and behavior solutions for parents with children with autism. Jamie Lynn, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
And we certainly appreciate you as well, and thanks for your time. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So, for starters, how does the educational digital app and game Your Child Can Type work? Let's start there as we kick things off today.
Sure, sounds good. So, this was an app and a game I developed initially for my son about 15 years ago when the educational market and the behavioral health market was saying that, you know, these nonverbal children, which is about a third of the autism population, can't communicate. And so I had to figure out a way to get him to communicate via, of course, reading, spelling, typing, since he was nonverbal. And so the app is exciting, and the game works based off of neuroscience advancements. Neuroscience advancements has taught us a lot about how individuals that have special needs can develop reading and spelling through typing programs, and the healing properties of neuroplasticity have really revolutionized our marketplace on educating individuals with autism.
A phenomenal resource that you have in place. Good stuff. What is the most challenging aspect that you see of autism?
Well, like I said, you know, one of the biggest challenges is communication, and in the autism spectrum, you have a wide variety of moderate to severe and then mild. And so the challenges, of course, ultimately from these symptoms are communication. So the big challenge is ultimately getting them to communicate the moderate to severe level through these typing programs, as well as the mild, where they can learn to communicate effectively without social pragmatic type of issues. But foremost, one of the big challenges with autism. But second, like many special needs or mental health issues, we have a lot of stigma. There does tend to be, you know, a misunderstanding. The way that the children are treated, some of the bullying is very profound at the social, personal level, but also, unfortunately, at the broader level of how our children are treated when it comes to receiving insurance benefits, when it comes to the school districts providing services. And that's when we're talking about the challenges for the child, but it really is a familial problem. The entire family is impacted. The parents' challenges is they feel hopeless. They feel lonely and fear, oftentimes lost. Where do they begin? How do I find services? And so providing them with access to the quality, consistent care that their children need in these areas of academic, behavior, medical is really important. That's why I wrote, you know, my number one best-selling book, Hope for Autism, and then developed our program, Your Child Can Type.
Jamie Lynn, what are some ways to improve the autism community? Get into some of those details.
Sure. So, of course, as mentioned, improving the autism community, I think, begins with acceptance, you know, accepting that we have an epidemic on our hands. One and 39 children, it's hypothesized now, the number keeps going down and down. It was one in 59 referenced by Center for Disease Control, but we're having even lower numbers come in. So improving the community is understanding that we have an epidemic on our hands. And then again, it's getting into the action. So first offering the family a roadmap to access cutting edge interventions in all areas of support, the academic, the medical, the behavioral, and then the spiritual component. You know, looking at these children and the community from a loving perspective is so important. And then offering that support for accessing the services that they need.
With this being Autism Awareness Month, we certainly appreciate the focus and what you do in this space today. We are with Jamie Lynn Juarez, the founder and executive director for Hope for Autism, an organization that offers cutting-edge medical, educational, and behavior solutions for parents with children with autism here on eHealth Radio's Autistic Information and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Continuing on, how can treatments for autism be improved?
So the treatments right now are pretty stagnant. I mean, there's been some growth in the behavioral aspect. You know, that tends to be one of the high focuses when we're looking at improving treatments. It's just so much broader than that, though. You've got the academic area, so the school programs and how the children are being treated in the schools. You know, they're accessing cutting-edge methodologies to treat them. We've got a shortage of teachers, so of course we need to improve the educational market. Behaviorally, again, the children are benefiting much more quickly and with quality if we're using neuroscience, neuroplasticity, brain repair programs, and that's just lacking across the board in both the behavior and the academic market. Now, thank you for so much time on your show. I really appreciate you, because then we dive into how do we improve the medical community. Now, of course, I'm not a medical doctor, but of course, what we find is mothers like myself and some fathers, but we do tend to see more mother bears come out, is they become quickly familiar with the medical protocols on how we treat the children with autism. Unfortunately, the mainstream heavily focuses on psychopharmacological treatment, so just providing them with essentially a pill, you know, and giving them a drug to try and improve the symptomology. It's just so much more than that. The biomedical community is evolving. We've got lots of medical doctors out there on the front lines treating the seizures, the gastrointestinological issues, the endocrine system, the biomedical components of diet that these children need help with. And so we've seen this category in the treatment protocols in the medical communities that mothers are just craving. They want the biomedical, and yet they represent less than 1% of the doctors that are on the front lines treating our children. So here again, in improving those treatments, we're looking at a delay in the medical models and integrating those to get the children the immediate services and access that they need to improve upon the medical issues that are transpiring, instead of, as we've seen, this large focus on behavioral treatment and simply providing them with pharmacology options.
You've certainly made some great points there. I hope those that can make a difference are listening very loud and clear to your message. And again, we really have appreciated your focus and your joining us here. One last thing, I'd like to hear your take on this as we conclude. Do individuals with autism have gifts unknown to the world?
Absolutely. You know, this is a sensitive subject, again, with the spectrum of autism that you ask. In the high-functioning world of autism, which you generally see in the news, so what's the name of the show? The Doctors? Or there's a show out, and please forgive me if I'm misquoting the name, but there's a lot in the media that looks at the high functioning autism and how they have these special gifts, right? Savantism, clairvoyance, which is these genius abilities to be doctors, to be artists, to be comedians. And yet that really represents a small portion of the autism population. So when you ask a parent of a child analogous to mine, Dominic, who's moderate to severe, that has other issues like seizure disorders, can't speak, has insomnia, self-perseverative disorders, where they're constantly engaging in obsessive activities that can cause some self-harm, parents will say they don't have gifts, like this is a horrific diagnosis, but the truth is they do. And so it's finding that balance, coming full circle with how the autism community sees the high functioning autism that we're seeing in the media versus the children like mine, who represent 56% of the autism spectrum, that are suffering from a borderline to a severe intellectual challenge. So I'm going to answer the question, do individuals with autism have gifts unknown to the world, who are moderate to severe? They're in this category where it's horrific, it's very challenging day in and day out. And the answer is yes. And the reason that we know that now is, despite these comorbid issues such as seizures and insomnia and self-harm and an inability to communicate, when they use programs like Your Child Can Type, when they use programs, there's a couple other out there that are neuroscience derived, such as Zing Performance and Rapid Prompting Method or CogMed, the cutting edge models that I'm in alignment with, you're seeing the voices unlocked within them. So this perception that you have a nonverbal child who can't communicate, and then experts like us come in with these neuroscience-derived models and programs, and all of a sudden you just see this beautiful, amazing, gifted child emerge. I have had several clients, lots of, you know, testimonials, hundreds around the world who thought their child was moderate, severe, couldn't speak, had no form of communication. They're banging their heads. They're not sleeping at night. And in a matter sometimes of hours, you will see them communicating, and there's these amazing gifts. They're no different than the high functioning children. They're funny, they're smart, they're poets, they're artistic. So it's pretty amazing to see the gifts that are unknown to the moderate to severe population of autism. So I think the answer overall is yes, but it requires a long explanation, because in the community, you will see conflict in those competing ideas.
Certainly appreciate your perspective there in response to that last question. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to get more information on Hope for Autism and also access to the app, Your Child Can Type, and any other details, where's the best place to get the details and information?
Sure, of course. So our website is hopeforautism.com, www.hopeforautism.com. You can also find us on social media platforms. I love Facebook for the community and the support. And in our Hope for Autism group, you will actually find Hope for Autism ebook for free. You will find the game for free. Parents can immediately get in there and download the game. And then it's currently on iOS. Most of the children use iPads for their assistive technology issues, and so it's actually free on iOS. So if you find us on our website, you can of course email me. Our phone number is 877-423-HOPE. Again, that's 877-423-HOPE. You can call us, you can go to our website, or you can immediately start with Hope for Autism program and Your Child Can Type app and game by visiting us at Facebook Hope for Autism.
Well, Jamie Lynn, certainly appreciate all the resources, and again, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Aw, thank you. Appreciate you too.
We've been speaking with Jamie Lynn Juarez, the founder and executive director for Hope for Autism, an organization that offers cutting-edge medical, educational, and behavior solutions for parents with children with autism. And for further details, visit hopeforautism.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.